weak solidarity, Bricky Team Lister, and when we have to concede, we have to acknowledge, for once, the world's messiah, US of the UN of the US of the world, big supremo Donald Trump, or the pause, consistency. He has consistently told us his invasion of Iran with his puppet master, Zion Supremo Benjamin, not another Yahoo, will be over in a couple of weeks, if not days. He told us that when he first invaded, he told us that the next day and the next week. And when he declared, we've won, the biggest big we've won ever, ever, 4 weeks ago and last week and this week, and well, consistent. While the world economies, the greatest little economic order of them all, choke in the Straits of Hormuz. Many leaders falsely and unfairly blaming Donald and Benjamin for the crisis when it has absolutely nothing to do with them. Why, the Zion ambassador to Trublowazi told the National Press Club this week just that. Zion and the US of bear no responsibility whatever for the oil crisis. Evil Iran is 100% responsible. Like, Iran was planning to block it anyway. Just a pure coincidence. It coincided with being invaded. Well, thank goodness he's cleared that up. And Donald said, well, because we pre-record this, it's difficult to cover to know what Donald has said because it changes by the minute. The we've won war, or sorry, we can't even call it war because that would be an illegal war. Liberation of the Iranian people could be over, but the strait remained blocked. But that's everyone else's problem because it's got nothing to do with the Don, and that'll teach him for not joining his invasion even though he didn't really need them because it's all going so well. Although, hang on, if the straits aren't opened, he will bomb Iran into oblivion. Oh, but hang on, here's his next great military strategist comment. And at Easter, it's important to know that the dear baby Jesus is riding on every rocket and every bomb and every train killer jet and every train killer boat. As pointed out by Donald's equally skilled military strategist, his secretary for war for being offensive and train killing, Pete Hug Killstuff, who urged the US of people to join the train killers every day on bended knee with your families, in your schools, in your churches, in the name of Jesus Christ. The providence of our almighty God is there protecting our troops. And the dear baby Jesus would not be on the side of the heathens we're liberating. Although Illa Papa, himself a US ob citizen, asked by Pete to pray for the Great Crusade, said God is a God of peace who doesn't bless Merchant of Death merchandise, sending his ranking sinking to new depths in the White House. Although Illa Papa must know things have changed, because we all know the same God, the same dear baby Jesus, did bless the Great Crusaders, who also slaughtered the heathens and were slaughtered by the heathens, who, like evil Iran, retaliated. Funny about that, they keep forgetting the other lot fight back. Meanwhile, our big supremo Anthony Albanese is assuring us he has everything under control. And he even gave a special address to the nation, great leader that he is, on which millions of Trublowazis were hanging on every word. Every word being the same every word he's been telling us for 6 weeks about the invasion, the liberation he was the first great world states person to support, although he now says evil Iran is so evil its actions are hurting. And naturally, I can't blame my very close friends Donald and Benjamin for this hurt, but evil Iran is hurting me. Don't you mean hurting the country? Isn't that what I said? Sadly, we have to report that there is little chance that Donald, the modern-day messiah, will disappear into a grave for a few days over Easter. But then, the crucifixion of the world economy has nothing to do with him or his puppet master mate Benjamin. He knows, Benjamin knows, Anthony knows. It's all down to evil Iran. On the other hand, with lots less oil polluting the planet, Mother Earth may be able to breathe a little easier. And free public transport for the next month could help us all breathe that little bit easier, even given our trains and trams and most buses are powered by fossils. Now, everyone's talking about when Donald will end the war. Sorry, invasion, liberation. But will evil Iran say, okay, that's it, or more pertinently, Donald's puppet master Benjamin, After all, good, liberty, freedom and democracy loving Zion is in a constant war. Sorry, train killing slaughter for security, usually on several fronts simultaneously. Thank goodness it's good friends like Donald and Anthony and France and His Most Gracious Majesty's home country keep up its merchants of death wherewithal, currently not only invading and slaughtering an evil Iran, but also continuing the slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation of the non-land, non-people in Gaza, slaughtering, destroying, displacing in Lebanon, all of which are and are becoming part of Zion's land rights from the river to the sea, occupying lots of Jordan and Syria, also its Yahweh-given right. The West Bank, where Zion trained killers and settlers murder and slaughter and steal and destroy. And if perchance a non-land, non-person terrorist resents losing her, his land, home, belongings, crops, then she, he will be hung. A slower form of genocide, but worthy of corks popping and big celebrations in the Knesset. We refrain from calling them illegal settlers because Zion points out the West Bank is disputed territory, although deep down it knows there's no dispute about it. It's between the river and the sea. Donald and his puppet master further cemented their close and meaningful relationship in the UN of the US of the UN of the world this week, when they were two of the three votes opposed to the overwhelmingly supported motion that the African slave trade was the gravest crime against humanity. We could speculate they thought their own actions should qualify, but no. The text was highly problematic, the US old pointed out. And anyway, slavery was legal back then, it said. Like, wage slavery is still legal today. They didn't elaborate what was highly problematic in declaring slavery a crime against humanity, but we can be sure Donald and Benjamin can explain it. True Blue Aussie was not one of the 123 votes in favour. It abstained. Apparently our minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing and the team can't quite decide whether slavery is a crime. Thus True Blue Aussie displayed its normal invertebrate courage, on which, after years of silence, Anthony finally came up with a gambling advertising policy well short of the total ban recommended by that cross-party inquiry. It's very watered down, Anthony. What were you thinking? I'm gambling on it doing the trick. Half right. It's pretty tricky. The caring business class and the caring face-seat and sheep-shit parties who have been loud in their demands that government spending is out of control and must be slashed in the budget are now screaming with great success that throwing lots of corporate welfare at the caring business class due to the little fuel problem is not government spending out of control. We see a very simple solution to our difficulties. They looked very pleased with their lateral thinking. What's that? We asked. The public purse. But there's always something, isn't there, to portend the end of the world as we know it. This week, the irresponsible Fair Work True Blue Aussie No Longer Work Choices just looks like a con mission abolished junior pay rates for 18 to 20-year-olds. And true to form, our old braininess will cost the workers of the True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group exploded with what we're expecting to explode. Caring employers in this sector, which is already under significant economic stress. Oh, etc., etc. We've heard it all before. Poor caring employers. Even though the changes will be phased in over 4 years. Someone saying that was the same with equal pay back in the 70s. Well, not quite, because obviously equal pay is still being phased in 50 years later. On which, women's fashion houses were exposed as among the worst offenders when it comes to unequal pay. One of them, Forever New, real name, says it embraces diversity and inclusion, while another, City Chic, says it promotes gender equality and equal opportunity for women. Imagine the gap if they didn't. A weight loss drug from Danish big pharma Novo Nordisk is, we know, very, very popular. Obviously beats something as onerous as a healthy diet, but there's these small side effects like melancholy, loss of libido, and as one person put it, sucks the joy out of the marrow of your life being attributed to it. Well, wrong. A visiting scientist this week assured us reports of side effects are all false. Why? She's done tests to prove the drug is absolutely safe. Most reassuring for those taking it. Although they might be a little more reassured if the scientist hadn't developed the drug and works for Novo Nordisk. Sure, she could be correct, but maybe a second opinion with no vested interests. In the "if I scratch your back, I'll scratch your" department, speculation on who paid for Lord Rupert of Wapping's deep-thinking, in-depth commentator and Line News in-depth commentator Rita Penno-Anything-Lepp's 60th birthday bash in a $25,000-a-day cruiser off Donald's Kingdom of Mar-a-Lago. There was no suggestion Rita picked up the bill herself. Then emerged the onboard picky with, yes, our very own Gina, two soul sisters, soul mates, especially when Rita argues her very, very close friend Gina would be a hero among feminists if she were a garden variety lefty. Undoubtedly the greatest ever business leader we've had in this country, she wrote. Why, it's worth a bit of Gina's pocket money to give Rita a fun bash. Rita's deep and perspicacious analysis of politics and the economy continuing post-celebrations, as she told us this week, anyone who considers the radically left-wing Anthony Albanese government as centrist has got an interesting relationship with reality. Gina couldn't have put it better. And given Rita knows the Albanese socialists are radically left, how can we question her relationship with reality? Other than to say, if only she wasn't 100% wrong. Also 100% wrong, but the invaluable role of AI. 50-year-old Tennessee woman Angela Lipps was given her first ever flight in an aeroplane by Fargo police from Tennessee to Fargo, Coen Brothers bleed, after AI facial recognition identified her as a fraudster. Coppers didn't think any further investigation was needed, and it took 5 months in a prison cell, terrified and exhausted and humiliated, she said, for them to realize her cries of innocence were real. AI had got it wrong. The said there had been a misstep. Sheer stupidity, we'd call it. Finally, back where we started. Just as the dear baby Jesus supposedly rose from the dead, the Zionists celebrating executing all those West Bank non-land, non-people terrorists will one day discover the bubbles have evaporated and the taste turns sour. The resurrection of the non-land, non-people. Good morning.